Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Congressional Democrats are expected to open an investigation into political interference at the Justice Department this week. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler tells CNN that lawmakers will also look into Attorney General William Barr's decision to fire the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Jeffrey Berman.
Well, we are having a hearing on Wednesday in which we have a number of whistleblowers from the Department of Justice will testify. We have invited Berman, and I'm sure he will. I don't know about Wednesday, but I'm sure he will testify.
Berman's office had investigated numerous Trump associates, including Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Berman, who stepped down on Saturday, initially refused to leave his post after Barr announced that Berman would be replaced by Jay Clayton, the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Police in Minneapolis are investigating an overnight shooting that left one person dead and 11 others wounded. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports authorities have not yet determined a motive.
Minneapolis police say multiple 911 calls came in just after 12:30 a.m. Ambulances transported some of the victims to hospitals. Others went in private vehicles. A department spokesperson says the 11 people who survived all suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The incident happened about 3 miles south of downtown in an area of the city that has a relatively low rate of violent crime. It comes as a supermajority of the Minneapolis City Council has vowed to defund the police department and replace it with a new but yet to be determined model of public safety. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
China's top legislative body has announced a 3-day session for the end of this month, a move that raises the possibility of implementing a new national security law for Hong Kong. The BBC's Michael Bristow reports details of the proposed legislation remain sketchy.
The Chinese government body introducing the legislation discussed the bill at a meeting that ended on Saturday. It would usually not gather again for 2 months, but it's been announced that it will hold an extraordinary meeting from next Sunday, suggesting an urgency in pushing the Hong Kong legislation through. The details of the law are still not clear, although it will establish a Chinese security agency in the territory, take precedence over every local law, and give Beijing jurisdiction over some national security cases. Opponents say it will be the end of free speech in Hong Kong.
The BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. The nation's capital will enter the next phase of its reopening plan amid the coronavirus pandemic. Starting tomorrow, Washington, D.C. will allow restaurants to open for limited indoor dining. Shopping will also be allowed inside non-essential businesses. This is NPR. Spain is reopening its borders today amid the coronavirus pandemic. The so-called new normal will allow international visitors to enter Spain without undergoing a mandatory quarantine. Lucia Benavides reports the government is hoping to salvage what's left of the summer tourism season.
Sunday also marks the end of Spain's state of alarm, declared on March 14th in an attempt to contain the coronavirus pandemic. Movement restrictions within Spain have been lifted. Previously, Spaniards were not allowed to leave their own provinces except for when traveling for work or a doctor's appointment. But as the country opens up again, there are worries of a second wave. Spain remains one of the countries hardest hit by the pandemic, with more than 28,000 deaths and nearly 246,000 cases. Spanish health authorities claim the nationwide lockdown that lasted 98 days saved almost 500,000 lives. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Moya, Spain.
Saudi Arabia is lifting its nationwide coronavirus curfew today. The kingdom is also easing restrictions on businesses following a 3-month lockdown. Restrictions on international travel and large gatherings remain in effect. Social distancing remains in place and facial coverings are still mandatory. Saudi Arabia has recorded more than 150,000 coronavirus cases and more than 1,200 deaths. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.